Also, I did make my way back from all the what was it? Liches brought me back to life because I tried to fuck the sun.
What?
Yes.
What?
Of me being gone for so long, like, cause all my they don't know the background movie magic we've done, but this is the first recording we've done together in a while, is what I'm saying.
Yes. Yeah, spoilers, everyone, since we're technically recording.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. But in fiction, you guys said that liches were reassembling my body because of some.
Oh, we did say that.
Kyle remembered a dumb.
It's because I tried to fuck the sun.
Yeah, for all the listeners out there, we haven't recorded all together in like a month and a half, and it feels like it.
I was about to say, it feels like 2 months.
Jeremy, I'll let you get into your whole spiel in a second. I just want to say for the listeners, this, you know, it's been it's March, and we haven't done Wonderful Proper this year. We are going to be getting back to it. This has been a very hectic beginning of the year for all of us, and we don't make money doing this, so, you know, life takes precedent over podcasts.
We're going to get through this, and
we're going to get back into it.
You want to get Wonderful Proper? Sign up for my Patreon.
We don't have a Patreon. Come to our house and hands us cash.
Yeah, I've got a guy who dresses like an old-timey bard, and he has a little lute, and he has a coin purse, and you're gonna put money in there. And
I got a coin purse.
That's what I'm talking about. He pulls his. You know, let's not start out the year with that.
All right, quick question, then we start. Out of the three boys, Carveth, Bond, and Alandi, who is more likely to have an OnlyFans?
Carveth. You know the answer to this.
No, Bond.
Yeah, Bond. Yeah, that's
Carveth.
Fair.
Carveth feels OnlyFans energy.
Hear me out.
Bond has the best OnlyFans.
No, look. Bond wouldn't have an OnlyFans. Bond has a Tumblr.
Bond has Tumblr.
No, Tumblr doesn't have porn, right?
Yes.
There's no
nipple. Bond is showing straight hole.
Bond's taking a picture with
it. Bond is showing hole.
No, it isn't. Okay. It's tasteful, artful nudes, and then the other half of his OnlyFans is like self-help seminar bullshit that he's just like.
I see that, but I feel like it's very tasteful hole though. You are Bond.
You know what it is?
I want it on record. God believes that Bond would be showing hole.
No, you know what it is.
God believes in you. Show
hole. He's one of those people that got on the trend of like sunning your hole, like during yoga.
Oh yeah, 100%.
That's what it is. It's not like that's what it's. That's not the tasteful nudes are separate from the sunning his hole.
My recording is fine, but can we start over anyway?
No.
Listen. I just want to be real. This is so real to the audience. We have missed each other so much. Mm-hmm. I have missed you three so much. And I feel like a piece of me has been missing for the last month. Because we haven't gone that long. I don't know if we've gone that long without all talking.
But well, just even in the setting of just like we haven't gone that long without recording.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just say talking, like, other than
me and Tyler did talk the other day. He invited me to hang out, and I told him to go fuck himself.
That's true.
Nice. Hell yeah.
I don't know if that counts.
I think
it does. To be fair, technically the opposite happened. I was like, hey, we should hang out. Jeremy's like, what about Friday? I was like, no.
All right, anyway, start us off, J-Man.
Anyway, so.
What's going on, God?
Weave Page first, Master.
Remember your fucking
tell me your tale.
What is it? It's Brute and...
Brute, Donnie, and
Donnie.
Is it Donnie or Danny?
Donnie.
Wait, no.
Donnie Trovo.
It's Donnie, no, yeah.
Donnie Trovo.
I think I've been saying it wrong
Donnie. It is Donnie. You're right.
It's literally my name.
Yes, and the entire last episode, Jeremy said Danny, and in my head, I was like, yeah, that's right.
I just love in fiction, or in like real life, I guess, not even in fiction, that I remembered these characters' names, but I always mix up my canonical brother's name.
Yeah. and your boyfriend, God.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Garrett. You mean Garrett? His boyfriend, Garrett?
you mean obviously Garrett.
Obviously, we're talking about Garrett.
Anyway.
So sorry, God. Please don't smite me.
So Don and Brute, you find yourselves in a pitch black hallway after having just entered through the little bookshelf that was kind of like a part of the wall of the stairs in the foyer, seemingly following Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but because Elizabeth disappeared, right? Or well, yes. was already invisible and
well, like oh, sorry, Isabel. So you were following Isabel disappeared.
Yes, that's we right. remember that we changed the name yes. because we couldn't remember the name.
That's close that's enough.
Fine. So you, as soon as it shuts, you hear that dinner is about to start, and then it shuts and it is just completely pitch black. Like there is no light in here.
Well, Donnie's going to cast light.
Good. Cause I don't think I got anything for that.
So right. he's going to, he's going to reach for like a little candle, like, but he's going to cast light on the tip of the candle. So he's going to just like carry around a little light candle.
You got like the I'm super speepy candle. Like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Hell yeah.
That's my favorite lovely. Reference ever is the thank little you. Candle and the sleepy time get up.
The fuzzy slippers and
literally yeah. the sleepy time bear from the sleepy time tea.
Yes.
Oh. So the first thing that strikes you is that there's blood and bodies everywhere. And then you remember, oh, wait, no, those are the servants we just killed.
True.
Oh, okay. And,
wait, Kyle, wait. I need a clarification. No. Kyle, did you listen to our episode or no?
Yeah, I'm feigning some ignorance because, you know,
for sure.
We got a timey-wimey situation.
Once you, like, recognize what your own murder victims look like, you go, oh, right, God. It's fine.
To be fair, they weren't even really people anymore. And I don't mean that.
That feels fucked up.
I don't
servants
mean
are
that
people, dude. That's messed
in
up.
Like a racist kind of way. I mean that in like a hive mindy kind of way. Like, can they be cured? As far as I'm concerned, no.
They're one people.
No, yeah, I get it.
Brute is not concerned with the semantics.
Technically, we haven't
that's
killed.
Problematic is
we haven't
is
killed anybody
situation.
Yet.
Would you
technically.
Say that because they're a hive mind, they are in fact a monolith?
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Damn it.
I can say that. You got
hive minds are a monolith.
Technically, we've only killed
whoa,
like what?
Kyle.
90.
Yeah, yeah.
We still got like 95% more of a
and
hive mind to kill.
Anyway, lovely stonework that looks very similar to the stonework of the bathroom.
Cool.
Makes up a hallway that is basically 5 feet wide. It seems to be. Directly under the stairs, and it seems to be going to the center of the tower, which is kind of strange because, like, you guys kind of did a semi-tour, like, you didn't realize there was a area here because the bedrooms are above, so, like, it looks like it's going towards an area you didn't know existed.
Gotcha.
It looks like this area is going to a place that we didn't know existed, Bruce. What do you think about that?
And Don drops dead.
Oh, fuck.
No.
God.
God being angry.
Don't be a wise ass.
Gotcha.
Donnie's heart instantly stopped for 5 seconds.
So
and then
it kind of feels
back.
Like there's like a hidden section of the building, basically.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah. Okay.
I honestly don't think Brute picks up on that. The implications of all of that. I think Brute's not super spatially aware in that way. Mm. Like, if it was pointed out, I feel like he would be like, oh, yeah. But I don't think that he, like, inherently notices that.
So, yeah, okay. So, could Donnie make a check to see if this is, like, any sort of, like, spatial type of magic? Like
I definitely
maybe,
wouldn't notice that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you could do...
Arcana?
So you can use detect magic. You can use arcana.
I think I have detect magic. I think I do first level. How many spell slots do I got?
Plenty. There's not going to be a boss fight at the end. That would be weird.
Boss fights are overrated, honestly.
You said so like a arcana check. I'll do an arcana check. So yeah, I'm gonna use my. Spellcaster background. Ooh, holy fuck. 18 plus 4, 22.
All right. You tap into the weave and you sense the presence of stone. It's just a building, and this was just a section of the building. Not every trapdoor leads to magic. Some trapdoors are just fucking trapdoors.
I do appreciate that thought, because it could be like, is this like a pocket dimension inside of 100%.
I want to make sure we're not like.
I'm glad we can clarify that. Jeremy's acting like that was silly. That was a good call.
That was not silly.
It was bullying.
Yes.
Hey, he's God this episode. He can do what he wants.
It's possible you said this and I didn't hear it. Is there like.
The hallway is pitch black, but it's not pitch black from like magical. Literally, it's just like the lights that are set up everywhere in this building aren't set up here. And it doesn't seem like you can see, like, nothing stops it from being here. It just wasn't put here for some reason.
Mm. Are there, like, doors? Are there...
So, as you can see right now, it's just a hallway going forward towards the center of the structure.
I'm just going to start walking forward.
I mean, I don't even know, like,
if Donnie chooses to follow, great.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm like, I'm not going to just stand around.
Yeah. Yeah. Brute's just full of his shit. Okay. Brute, I think
full of his shit or tired of this shit?
Full of his shit. Very much.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Say it to my face, bitch.
Yeah. Brute, I think we should, definitely move forward. Do you think,
that's what I was doing.
I know, but I'm just saying that maybe we should be a little cautious about, traps and shit. I mean, I don't really know.
Does this area
feel magical, but like,
do you
think that's something
we have to worry about?
I mean, it could
be. Genuinely asking. He's not being an asshole.
No, yeah. Like, I mean, it could be.
It hadn't
like,
even crossed his mind.
Like, it could be. Like, I mean, we're not really supposed to be back here, I'm assuming, so.
Is that something you can check for that's not?
I mean, I could give it an attempt. I'm not really super great at it, but, I could.
I mean, you'll do better than I would.
Okay, well, I'll check for some traps.
Yeah, okay. So roll a perception, and that'll just kind of be the check you're running with looking for traps.
Okay.
Is that
natural
bad?
One.
Oh, geez.
Jesus. Went from an 18 to a 1. Let's go.
That's good. All right. So you're, first off,
I die.
You're really confident.
Oh, God. Like,
this, yeah, I'm not checking. Yeah. I'm not double checking.
You,
no, I.
You don't. You're not even sure if you need your light on
to
anymore.
That speaks to your character that you would not.
God, I got something in my eye. Shit.
Brute has no inclination that he should double check.
No,
yeah.
He's like, this guy will do better than I will.
Yeah. Brute. I think we're all good. I honestly don't feel like there's any traps anywhere. So,
sick.
Yeah. Let's keep going. Let's.
All right. Full steam ahead.
Yeah. Full steam ahead.
As you guys walk forward, it doesn't take very long before you kind of come to a split, a T-split in the hallway. You haven't gotten all the way to the center. It's kind of like, it's gotten far enough that it feels like it's probably behind the rooms and stuff, but you can either go left or right, and it looks like it's just kind of like a hallway that, again, this isn't lit either.
Yeah, should we roll like a perception and see if there's anything that kind of influences our decision?
Yes.
I'll let you roll because
We should both roll that.
Well, I'm checking for traps, so.
Yeah, no, he's already accounted for.
Well,
he's
you checked for traps. We should both check to see if we can, if either of us feels something, especially considering I also just rolled a one.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Two perceptions have to be respected. Well,
his perception was for traps. His perception was for traps. He needs to check and see if he's feeling a vibe as to whether left or right, because that wasn't
a vibe check.
That wasn't part of the
roll for vibes
last one. Roll for
vibes. You can roll for vibes.
Okay, 15.
15. Okay, that's better than a one.
Wait, perception though? 17.
You hear the faint sounds of like machinery from both the left and the right. But like, it sounds kind of distant from both. So it's like more like both of these are leading to areas with machinery. They don't necessarily. You also don't hear any. You don't hear any movement in terms of like. Yeah, there's no like footsteps or anything either direction.
So there's nothing like drawing him either way.
No, no. But yeah, right would take you towards the right would take you towards the ballroom. Left would take you towards the study.
So
are you getting anything, Donnie?
So I'm kind of picking up some slight machinery sounds from both directions. I kind of don't want to be closer to like where we just were. So if we go right, I believe that's going to bring us closer to the ballroom. If we go left,
listen, if I'm being real, we've kind of dug ourselves a bit of a hole and I don't really know that anywhere feels great. So if that's going to take us further away, then that sounds good to me.
I think left. I'm feeling like left is kind of our vibe. Let's go that
way.
Wait,
did you say left was taking us further away or right? I thought it was left, the right that was going to take us.
I think right takes us to the ballroom, right? Close to the ballroom?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. So left, it will be more close to the study. So I think we should go that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm convinced.
Okay.
Yeah, and we do that.
We do that.
So the thing you find is you start walking and the machinery does seem to be getting louder, but not like super loud. Like it's still kind of further away.
Yeah.
And after walking for not too long, with nothing really, like, it's weirdly like everything in here is like perfectly clean stonework. Like it's even strange that there isn't dust on the floor. And after a little while, you have like a little outlet that goes to the left, and with your light, you can actually see the whole little outlet. It's about, judging by your like spatial reasoning, you're about in the middle of the study area, and it's a little hallway that goes, like out towards the outside of the building. And you see two little metal slots.
That's exactly what I was about to ask about. Like, I was literally about to ask. Brute would like to look for metal slots to peer into the room. So I would like to stealthily. Do I even feel like stealthily? I think Brute is overconfident that the other one was so hidden. I don't even need to. I mean, I'm not going to like slam it open.
Yeah.
But I'm going to like slide one of these open pretty casually and peer through.
I'll check out the other one.
So it is see-through. You're looking
both of
into
your eyes are shot with acid and you're blind.
Fuck.
No, it seems like this area was not prepared for guests.
Interesting.
You peer through and it's exactly what you would expect. It is, you're looking past the double-sided mirror into the two bathrooms of the study.
Okay.
So all the bathrooms are being peeped on. That's pretty fucked up. If I'm being real,
this feels real gross. Like I like.
I would like to make a check to see if there's cum stains all over the wall.
Ew. some real voyeur hours. Is there a little box of tissues and a
jeez?
Stool?
Whoever runs this place is real fucked up and creepy.
No, but I will say one of.
Trying to tell you guys from the beginning.
One of the bathrooms, because I keep noting this so that maybe you guys will associate it with a puzzle later that does exist. The handicap stalls, one is the fourth stall and the other is the second stall.
Question.
So we've seen a second, a third, a fourth, and another third, I think.
Oh wait, second, I think I might. We've seen a first, a third, and a second, and a fourth.
Okay,
we've now seen one of each.
So
Matt, thank you so much for writing shit down.
Let's go.
I was just gonna say this is different from the one I previously used, right? Like they're not in like some weird scene where they're
Yeah, these are specifically in the study, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Is there an entrance into the study from this hallway?
No. It seems like, well, at least not that you can see. From here, you don't see any way through. It looks like it's specifically just to be able to see. And you do notice one of the reasons you actually noticed where the handicap stalls are is because the slot on the wall is positioned to be directly in front of the handicap slot.
Interesting.
So it's
interesting.
Behind the mirror at whatever point is looking directly at the handicap stall.
Man, what the fuck is up with these handicap stalls? Like,
I
is that in character?
Truly have no idea. I gotta say, as Tyler, I've gotta say, when I was editing Kyle's episode, I felt so stupid in that, I don't know if you saw my text, Jeremy, I legitimately not one time considered that Kyle's character didn't, Jingle Jangle, didn't disappear of someone else's doing.
God.
Right.
Literally, not a single time. Literally, yeah. I was like, why in the world would Jangle not tell me what's going on?
Yeah, he
literally not once did it cross my mind. And I can't understand why I didn't even think.
Because I also had information where I was like, I was aware that we were being listened to, but no one else was. And I was like, I can't say that out
literally,
loud.
I just need to say it to the audience.
Yeah.
There's something, I would have to imagine most of our audience has played D&D before. There is something about being a player where you develop tunnel vision. Like just for some reason, my brain locked onto the idea that because Kyle wasn't here, Jeremy just needed Kyle's character to not tell me what he was doing.
No.
And no, like, no, yeah, obviously. Now you must know why I was reacting in the way I did, Jeremy.
That is the mark of a, that is the mark of a well-seasoned DM. It's like, no, there's no hole in the ship that you're paying attention to, at least. Yeah.
Jeremy's not an idiot. Jeremy's, just in case y'all weren't sure.
Jeremy's the slap your mama of DMs.
That little spies.
That little spies.
Hey, I just saw Dune. That kind of spice?
Worms.
No, anyway, this kind of spice.
Continue.
I want to fuck that popcorn bucket.
So, I will say, this is interesting.
The popcorn bucket?
Get out.
There. Actually, I need you guys to make, because you're looking at the slots, I need you guys to make an investigation or perception check.
Investigation or perception.
I think those are the same for me. They are.
Ooh, dirty 20. Another one.
One earlier, and now I rolled a 3.
Oh. Well, I got a dirty 20. Better.
So true, Kyle. Thank you.
3 plus.
Zero.
Something that you're kind of not sure why you didn't notice it at first, but there is a button on the wall next to both slots.
Oh.
And you're looking at it and...
Is it the jerk off button?
It does say jerk off. No. It's an unmarked button. It actually, like, now that you're looking at it, it stands out.
A button inside, like near, like in the bathroom area, not like where we're at.
No. In this little hallway with you, there's a button next to each of these slots.
Okay.
But you didn't know, like, you noticed the slot, but for whatever reason, you just like, it kind of took a lot of concentration. Like you weren't able to focus on the button. But now that you see it, you can focus on it. But like, for whatever reason.
Is it giving off any arcana? Like you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and spin a slot.
Detect magic lasts a while and then
You don't have to do it again. You've got it still. Your eyes are still aglow with arcane.
When one piece of a hive mind
because I get it.
Do they all come?
Oh my god! So that's, I get it for 10 minutes, right?
Can you imagine how good an orgy would feel if you're everybody?
Oh, fucking god! They're all gooding at
once. Honestly, is the dream.
They're all gooning at once, man. They're fucking all yourself? Like edging.
I'm in the camp. I am in the camp that I would fuck myself. Oh. Not because I think I'm hot. I just feel like it would be nice.
You know yourself the best.
Yeah. I mean, true. Exactly. I know what I want and what I like.
Mm.
This guy gets it.
Exactly.
It doesn't have to be weird.
Oh, it's going to be weird.
Tonight finna be a movie with myself.
Tyler weird.
I'm casting a detect magic so I can...
You don't have to, he says.
Oh, I don't have to?
Because casted it.
Oh, did I? When?
Wait.
I thought you did it earlier.
No, he cast Arcana.
I just used Arcana earlier.
I was saying you should cast Detect
Magic. Okay, yes, I'm casting Detect Magic right now.
So,
I'm literally casting Detect
Magic. I'm literally casting
Detect Magic right now.
Detect Magic right now.
Widowy can tell what type of magic it is because my eyes are widowy detecting.
God, is this Karveth? Anyway.
I hate it. So
I'm just feeling like just silly goofy because we haven't all been together in so long.
I know.
I'm trying to say yes and more, even though I'm like, stick to the script.
there is illusion magic on both buttons.
Okay.
Oh, gotcha. Interesting. I mean, I don't know that, but interesting.
So like,
I feel like you Brute's can only, next you, to you as you're doing this, like, I see.
Brute actually didn't pass the perception. So he thinks you're staring at a wall. Like, he's just like, yeah, it's brickwork.
I'm assuming that he is smarter than I am.
Also, knows Tyler, more than I do. What race are you again? What's your half-orc?
I'm a half-orc, I think. Okay. No, I'm an orc.
Okay, I totally forgot that I'm a kinder, which is like a halfling. A brute.
Kinder surprise egg?
That's yes, I am. Hey, Brute.
Illusion. Is a choking hazard?
There's oh my god. There's illusion magic. there's a little button right here. You think I should press it?
Wait, where?
It's like right here next to the little like eye slot thing. Like there's a
right
button
right here, and I press it.
Oh,
I mean, I can't see it.
I like that. Yes,
but I'm just like right here.
You press it
on accident,
and immediately you hear machinery clack on that like seems to be coming like obviously because of the brickwork and stuff. Mm-hmm. it sounds like it's coming from the hallway, but you can tell it's really coming from the other side of the room because of the fact that you're getting some of the audio from the slit, some of it from the hall. But you see one, as soon as you click the button, the back wall of the handicap stall, mm-hmm. which is open because no one's in this bathroom right now.
Yeah.
The back wall of the big elegant stall just ceases to like exist. Like not like it goes up. It just
ceases. Does it seem like it was an illusion or more like
I do have to detect. Oh, wait, no, sure I have to detect magic up.
You're within 30 feet. It is not an illusion. It's conjuration magic. Where basically like it is literally physically making a wall exist or not exist off of a button click.
Oh, nice. Brute does not get that.
So you can tell that it was conjuration magic. And then
Brute's
you see,
this button just makes the wall disappear, which I guess is what you were saying.
Yes. And as soon as the wall disappears, two like human-sized like metal claws come like to the left and right of the toilet and clamp down on air.
Oh,
and
shit.
And both, like, spew, like, magical energy. Because you have detect magic, you can identify... one is a... Ooh, I'm trying to remember. I think one is an enchantment spell, and the other is... I think it's evocation.
Oh, shit.
But... I'll actually, just for the sake of, because you're focusing on it and because this is, the spells are Hold Person and Blindness and Deafness.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, that makes sense considering our whole interaction in the last episode that we were in. So those are in the spell.
That's why I couldn't see shit. So it wasn't dark.
Those are in the button.
Donnie says that out loud.
No, they're in the claws.
But the button is triggering those things.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Correct. Holy fuck.
Interesting.
And the claws go, and then they unhinge because they detected that they didn't catch anything.
Mm-hmm.
It goes back, and then the wall reappears.
Wall comes back.
Interesting.
Brute, holy fuck.
Okay, Donnie, I'm going to be real with you for a second.
Yeah.
Your friend Jingle Jangle is dead.
Oh, no. I mean, I don't... He could
no,
be dead.
No knows about it.
I don't think he's dead.
Here I was thinking that Jingle Jangle left me. I'm here to tell you. Jingle Jangle was taken by those claws, well, and he's dead.
Yeah,
it's
me and you
here, bud.
Yeah, I mean, No, I'm saying
Jingle Jangle was taken by those claws.
Did you think he just left?
He didn't just leave. I'm 100% certain of that. It's up to me and you to solve this mystery.
I mean,
to be fair, Jingle Jangle was already dead. So I feel like it's...
Oh, that is true.
That's fair.
That is true.
No, but I'm here to tell you, Jingle Jangle was taken by those claws. Those claws don't look like a lot of people get away from that.
I mean, but the spells that they did, it was like blindness and deafness, and then also like a whole person type thing. So like they could have just captured him. Those don't sound like...
You're right. This place seems like it's a capture place, not a kill.
I mean,
as you guys are talking,
it's catch and release.
You got to have like more people for the mind.
As you guys are talking, you hear further down the hall a loud it sounds
like a woman
like
screaming,
a terrified woman.
Oh,
I instantly am like, shit, Isabel or Elizabeth, whatever we're calling her now.
Is it?
And I run.
quick question.
Hold on.
I'm running towards her.
Was this the end of the hallway or did it continue?
No. So, well, this little nubbin. So basically, this hallway seems to be like a circular hallway that goes around the different rooms, and it has little hallways like inlets that go to get to
the bathroom.
I'm instantly running towards that screen.
One thing you will, just because you're thinking about it, wherever the claws are pulling them back to, it's not accessible, at least from this hallway, because you would have walked past it. And so there's another area there
that is
a separate hidden area from this one.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll follow
Brute.
Brute
has already run off.
Yeah, I'll follow Brute.
Love it.
Brute is a man of action, not of thinking.
Still looking for traps.
So running after with your amazing natural one.
Yes.
And you're gonna get to the... Let's see. Yes.
Does my perception from earlier hold over? You're saying. Even though we did like a whole bunch of stuff?
No.
I do have Detect Magic up, so if anything pops up.
So you guys make it to the opposite side of the building.
Okay.
So for orientation's sake, you're behind the kitchen.
Okay.
Okay.
Which the kitchen, it does have bathroom. But because you're running around,
you know, there's a metal slit to look through.
That's the thing, is there isn't.
Oh.
So there are bathroom, but at the end of the hall, rather than being like this little trap that you've kind of seen, it's actually a door. Like, on either side going into those bathrooms.
Yeah. Do I have any sort of inclination from where the sound came from? Because as much as I don't like it, Brute is running straight for the sound because he believes that his friend is in danger and isn't stopping to think whether that's a bad idea.
I'm sorry. I forgot how I set up the own thing. So the hallway that's going into the kitchen, it does have the slits and button.
Okay.
In addition, it has a door at the end that's like a heavy metal door that, if you inspect it, is like cold to the touch.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But you're probably not going to go that way because there is a ladder going up.
Up a level.
Where that hallway like starts. So like you're going around the circular hallway. The there's a path that goes to the kitchen area, mm-hmm. but there's also just a ladder on the wall that goes up into seemingly like a new, it's got a hatch. So you don't know.
Is that where we heard?
We gotta invest in maps.
We really do.
What I'm needing from you, Jeremy, is Brute is running to the sound. Where is Brute?
It's going.
Do I have no idea at this point?
It's from the hatch, and it was just a single sound.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll give you that it was coming from the hatch, just for the sake of plot.
Then I'm running up that ladder.
You're running up the ladder? Holy shit.
So as soon as you open the hatch.
Kyle, he's doing the
remember Stranger thing?
The general towel, like,
oh, I'm just gonna fucking, there's a window. I'm about two stories up. I think it can kill me.
Yeah. Just aim for your head. It's fine. So as soon as you open the hatch,
aim for the bushes.
Light floods in. This room is well lit.
It is well lit. Okay.
This room Here's is well thing. Lit.
I hate it. Brute is running straight through the hatch.
Oh yes. So
I'm so sorry to my other players. I'm doing things that I recognize how reckless he is. No, he's a professional wrestler,
listen,
actor. He is reckless.
You don't have to justify it to us. You just have to justify it to any comments.
So what you see, I can only describe as
all our rogue agents. Like,
he just wants to save someone that's in danger, that he believes is in danger.
It's Elizabeth, and she's tied up with the title belt.
Or Isabel. Depending on which episode you
listen to. Oh, I was making an actual wrestling
reference. So this hatch is actually like just it's the beginning of like this upper area is actually just one large dome shaped room.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That seems to be like the size of the base of the tower. So this is like the tower.
Yeah.
Okay. The like, seemingly missing floors of the tower.
Gotcha.
See what you can only describe as a goop processing plant.
I'm sorry, a what?
Goop like
goop is in goopy goop.
So,
I was just about to ask.
I'll just describe the machinery and what's it doing. So from somewhere there's underground,
a tube feeding from Gwyneth Paltrow's stomach.
There is a conveyor belt coming.
There's a Gwyneth Paltrow feeding the whole organization.
Yes, it's just many tubes leading to different rooms.
Oh my god!
I do just want to acknowledge. Sorry, Jeremy. One second. I do just want to acknowledge. Jeremy's the kind of guy that I could totally see being like the twist is a joke that like this is a Gwyneth Paltrow organization.
Yeah. But no, let me.
I feel like that's one place that Jeremy and I are very similar.
No.
I have a dumb thing. You guys.
Yes,
just
he has a dumb thing. But however, the precedent Jeremy has set in this story with how nasty Jeremy finna get. Jeremy could absolutely be like, yeah, there's just like a cosmic fetus with tubes literally feeding this house. Like it could be something horrifying.
So, all right,
tell us what you got, Jeremy.
So. There are conveyor belts coming from various different like spots that seem to be coming from under the ground that are just piles of like viscera.
Oh, God.
All getting like conveyor belt into this central boiling like vat.
So less goop and more slurry.
It's goop by the end. So it is blood and guts churning and bubbling.
Oh my
and
God.
Then there are tubes coming from out of it, kind of like it's being processed, and then like the bottom viscera stuff is going up tubes and then into machinery that none of you guys like.
Yeah.
If you had an artificer, you might be able to like have them, but it seems to be sucking the color. Or like sucking the life out of the viscera. So like it's going in and it's coming out.
It's a
not
monster
like
house. The house is alive.
Not like rotten, but like.
Like gray.
Almost like you were in the intestines of a living thing. Like it is.
Yeah, like digesting.
The machinery seems to be.
I'm not here, but this
absorbing.
Is
can I like fuck up the machinery?
Life energy. Well, first I want to finish describing.
Oh, sorry,
the machinery.
Sorry.
Let him weave before you tear it down.
So, while you can't understand what you're seeing, it's Viscera is going in, getting boiled. It's going off into tubes to a couple of different boilers. Yuck. It's yuck. Then absolutely getting yuck. It's then getting fed back down into, some of it is going into little bags of fertilizer.
I knew.
And oh my God. Color and energy.
You did call that.
The color and energy from like the viscera is going into like, it's colorful, like it's blues and pinks. And it's like, it's almost like shifting. And with your detect magic up, you realize it's like life force itself. It basically, this machine seems to be turning life force into magical energy in liquid form that is then going, and you can see little, like, well, not little, like big canisters around this room, around the outside of it, that has labels. And like looking at it, it's different spells. Like you see a hold person, you see blindness and deafness.
Interesting.
Wow.
And now that you're in this room,
Jeremy, you're so creative.
That's so cool.
That's a great idea.
Now that you're in this room and you've seen the claws, basically the claws and probably the very lights themselves, because the lights, as we've established, are magical. Likely everything in this house, even that magical faucet,
God
this
damn
house
it.
Is powered by this life energy being converted to magic.
Oh my
Listen,
God.
The I'm claws trying to be that guy, but Jeremy, that's such a good idea.
Jeremy, too.
Like,
things.
I'm like not trying to view this as a DM. I'm trying to be a player, but goddamn, that's such a good idea.
Yes, from every angle.
The Monsters Inc. canisters that are each a spell.
Yes, no, exactly. Exactly oh like Monsters Inc.
Jeremy, two things. One, this is the coolest. Jeremy decided to like
you.
Really big dick us. And go, let me show you how much of a DM I can really be when I get time. When you let Jeremy cook. But to Jeremy, you nasty.
You nasty.
Just imagine imagine whenever Jeremy gets to do his whole campaign.
That's God. What I'm, dude. Imagine bugging him
we're
about
in
this
for something.
All right,
for
listen,
months.
Hear me out. Imagine
I have like
if we
five
were
five auxiliary characters ready for that fucking shit. You have no idea. Oh
imagine if we were all in person and Jeremy could like do his full like maps.
Oh my
and
God,
stuff, because
like,
I know you got
lights.
So much.
And like.
I have a whole
shit.
Table now.
Yeah.
I've got a nice table where it's like you take it up and there's a
that'll
play
be what,
area underneath.
How many years are we on Wonderful?
Oh, I mean 2.5. Well, about 2 years.
I
well,
think
two and a half of recording, 2 years of releases.
Yeah. I think 5 year anniversary, we do a big Wonderful live. Mm-hmm. We go we all show up at Jeremy's house and we
dude,
play.
Dude,
yes.
So like play in the yes. morning and just like
yes.
do a whole day.
That sounds
yes,
great to
dude.
Me.
That's
very close
even
to
live
my house.
Support the show so we can
we'll talk about it later.
I mean,
we'll talk about
yeah,
it later.
We'll
support
talk about
the
later.
Show so we can all live near each other.
True.
Anyway,
Jeremy,
you see.
Okay, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, this is a great explanation. I'm about to fuck all your shit up.
That's fine.
I think
you can totally fuck it up. Something
I think Donnie.
So after you kind of like take all this in and are horrified, you finally like kind of see the woman who has introduced herself by two different names to you.
Oh, that was intentional, maybe.
No.
It wasn't intentional, but I decided to roll with it.
You shut up, too. I'm shushing you. That was
Elizabeth
good,
was a pseudonym. She told us it was Isabel in confidence.
Her
anyway,
full name is Elizabeth
the,
Isabel
she,
Isabola.
She is looking at the giant the giant flesh boiling contraption, and that vat is, she's like horrified, like stunned. Basically, the sight of this machinery is what made her scream.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Bro, she don't know how to sneak. She
I
just
think,
screamed
I
out
think
loud.
Donnie,
I'm going to see all this and start destroying the tubes and all of the like connectors, because I feel like those are probably weaker points than
if
the
this
actual,
was a
like,
movie.
Canisters.
If this was a movie, let me paint y'all a picture. I know it's what Jeremy already painted for this. If this was a movie, you would hear the da-da. It's a picture of the vat of organs. Da-da. It's a picture of the pipes. Da-da. It's a picture of the vats. Da-da. It's
are
just
you,
one of those days.
Yes.
And
literally. I was about to say, are you doing Limp Bizkit?
Yes.
Oh my God.
And as that happens, it cuts to like a shot like of Brute's eyes, and he just like pulls out whatever weapon and just starts. It's just one of those days. He's breaking stuff, dude. He's breaking stuff.
I'm destroying all the tubes. And
I think Donnie,
I
with how like lighthearted Donnie typically is, I think it makes sense for him to have to roll a constitution save.
Oh, for barfing. Yeah.
I think that's fair.
That's the wonderful way. If you see something really horrifying, you might barf. Yes.
Oh, apparently my constitution saves are so good, but we'll see. I hope it's a nat one. I really do.
As a professional wrestler, I have a pretty strong stomach.
4 plus 6, so 10.
I would like, so you do, you're able to hold your stomach.
I'm able to hold my lunch.
All of the tubes and stuff are kind of in the air. You really only have access to the canisters, and then the vat is like in the ground. Like it's almost like most of it's in the ground. It's kind of like waist level at the top. So you could actually get pushed into this boiling vat, which would be pretty awful. So you can hit the canisters and stuff, but the tubes, like the only tubes you would be able to hit are the two large tubes that are like the very copper thick metal going up into the machinery. But most of the machinery is kind of up in the air. You can hit a lot of the support beams of the machinery.
I'm confident I can find my way up there if I needed.
Dude, he's climbed. I believe he's climbed up on the
I'm an acrobat. I'm a performer. I'm a wrestler. I'm climbing and doing whatever I need to. I'm destroying tubes that are hanging between things. Also, I'm an orc. I'm big and heavy.
Bro, this is how I picture you.
Okay, I'm gonna beefy as shit. That's like my whole thing. All right, literally, I'm bad at everything else.
I would like you to roll a athletics.
Okay.
This is what I picture happens when your internet goes out. It's just something attacking the tubes.
Jeremy, I need you to know, and this isn't. So my last two rolls were a 1 and a 3. I just rolled a nat 20 plus 8.
Holy shit.
Beautiful.
Oh my god. That's
I'm
so
fucking this machine up. Literally. I rolled so many bad rolls in the last episode. Mm-hmm. I needed a nat 20.
Dude. You really did. Dude.
So I want you to give me a perception at advantage.
Perception at advantage. Thank God, because my perception is 0.
Donnie's gonna make his way over to Isabel.
17.
Okay. All right, 17. You pick up. Oh, by the way, I probably didn't have to clarify this. Your detect magic is going buck wild because, like, once it gets it's getting converted to the different spells.
You're that this house I'm on acid right now.
Yes, yeah. Literally.
Yeah. Like, very much so.
I'm having a very bad acid trip right the fuck now.
This is how you do it. Tell me I don't have to stay in this room.
So there's a couple of things you notice with the 17. And then I'm going to describe you. So that natural 20, you were climbing up this thing like a pro. You actually kind of just out of sheer luck, because you kind of just climbed wherever was most convenient. The easiest way for you to get up where you would come from was climbing up one of the canisters, and you notice that it's a giant canister of modify memory.
Okay.
But unlike all the other ones that are mostly full, this one is almost empty. Based on everything, you're like, okay. A lot of this was used recently.
Oh, that's good to know.
It's in the food.
So, like, that's kind of, you're not 20. You just happen to climb in the right place to notice that.
I just want to say out loud, and maybe is modify memory a spell?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
So Tyler doesn't know what modify memory is. Don't tell me. Brute's interpretation is the same as Tyler's, because I also don't know what that is.
Yeah, you just see the sign modify
thinking,
memory.
Is it possible this isn't a hive mind and it's just some magic fuckery? You know, that's Tyler's internal thought right now. You go ahead.
There isn't no. Well, there's a canister called Magic Fuckery. It's actually full, so it doesn't seem like.
Oh, okay. Never mind. That thought is gone.
Got him.
Yeah. Yeah. All of the tubes that go into that are like in the audience, tubes.
I'm sure someone in the audience is like, "Ooh, maybe this isn't a hive mind." I just want to be. I'm with you. Maybe this isn't a hive mind. It's just some magic fuckery.
So you climb up, and you kind of end up on top of like a catwalk that seems to be like in the middle of it, in the middle of this, like above this structure. It seems like this is where people would be working on it.
Yeah.
So that's what you noticed. You got up. You're very safely up there. You can absolutely start smashing stuff.
Oh yeah, I'm
like smashing, you can start shit. Smashing control panels and stuff.
Yep, I'm doing it. All of it.
All right.
I'm doing the most damage I feel like I can do before I've been here too long.
I'm going to pause you there because we're going to have a second, or we're going to have That's a couple great. Seconds where Donnie can speak to.
So I'm just mewing woman. Over here.
That's yeah. Great. So as Brute immediately jumped up to start climbing, the woman like hears him climbing and like turns and looks at you and who are you?
Isabel, it's me, it's Donnie.
Who's Isabel?
My
name is
Penelope. Oh, Elizabeth.
My name is Penelope.
No, we met you on the way here. Like,
was she a plant?
What do you?
Her memory was modified, and they made up the whole thing to watch us or something.
What are you? My name is Penelope. I woke up in this area. I don't know where I am.
Oh no, she just got fucked up.
Disgusting vat of viscera is spewing.
I know this horrible. Is super fucked up, Len. I don't want to be here, but we're gonna fucking destroy all this shit, and we need to get the fuck out of here. But I,
you can do it.
I don't think you said you woke up here. Like you were just with us, like
no,
a few
I
minutes
didn't
ago.
Wake up. Well, I didn't wake up here. Here, I woke up in a pitch black hallway and stumbled around, and. Found the ladder. I was just trying to get up, get away. I can cast, and she like does like she can cast a basic cantrip, light spell, just like you.
Uh huh.
Well, actually, no. She has
dancing lights. There yeah. we go. So her like, hand would just be glowing.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So she kind of does her little dancing lights just yeah. to show that like I used my lights to guide my way and.
How'd you get in the hallway? Do you remember?
I don't. I remember being invited to a party.
Okay.
No, I do. I remember riding in. I rode in with a trapper, and I rode in with I believe he was a sewage waste person. I don't know. There was just I rode in with a couple of gentlemen. There were three women.
I wish I was there. I have so many thoughts.
A seamstress, I believe.
Can I? I don't know if this is. I don't know if this is like D&D legal, so don't at me. Can I like try? I don't really have detect thoughts or anything. I have detect magic up still. I'm trying to see if she's under any sort of magical influence.
I think you can roll like an insight or an arcana.
I would like you to roll an arcana
with it,
and this arcana is only possible because you have detect magic up.
Okay,
you are looking at her with your magical eyes mm-hmm. in
look,
this basically
with your magical
room
eyes.
Of color.
My bad.
But
that commercial is so old, and I still reference it literally monthly.
Okay.
Gen Alpha has no idea what I'm talking about. Gen X barely might know. God damn it, Matt. Roll better.
9.
Okay.
Oh, remember that time I touched you and I gave you Bardic Inspiration before all of this that you still have? That's a D8. Do I? I feel like I did that.
Yeah, sure.
A D8?
That was so long.
Jesus Christ.
I know, that was only like an hour and a half ago.
Yeah.
11.
Nice. Well, with that 11.
Hey, wait. I'll shout from the banisters, you got this.
Is that giving him advantage?
No, I'm so distracted. I don't know Jesus what the fuck's Christ. Going on down there.
God. I will say, even though you rolled poorly.
Yes.
Which you did.
I did.
You don't... There is no active magic on her.
So, what? Like, okay, what? I saw the that of modify magic. Like,
no recent magic was cast on her. So if she had, if her memory had been modified, there would still be like a kind of faint afterglow.
Okay.
If it would have happened like within the last few minutes.
Yeah.
There is not.
I, Tyler, understand exactly what you're saying.
So
she chugged about it.
She chugged that big old jug before y'all got down there. She was like,
yeah, that's what it is.
Mm.
Jeremy, I'm picking up exactly what you're putting down. I need you to know you're doing a good job.
So yeah, as far as you can tell, she doesn't have any, like, there's nothing actively on her. You didn't roll high enough to be able to determine anything else. You probably could take longer to do a longer investigation, but unfortunately, there's a bunch of loud explosions and breaking above you.
No, for sure.
What's that about? Also, Brute is, I do want to say real quick, Brute is very aware that we are going to probably need to hightail it out of here real quick after I do everything I'm about to do. Like, Brute knows this is going to draw attention to us. I just want you, Jeremy, to know that Brute knows.
Please, I need you. I know I'm not there, Jeremy, but is it not safe for me to assume that attention has already been drawn because a woman screamed within the walls of the fucking thing?
Well, they might be soundproof. All of these walls are thick stone. Like, I think I've established, like, they're all this very thick,
I would
nice kind of
be surprised if they weren't soundproofed, honestly. Even if magically sound. One of the canisters is, like, deafened.
Oh, fair. Yeah. Sure.
I will say, since you have been in... Since you have been in the hall, you haven't heard anything.
The leader of this place is an idiot if you can be heard from the sound from the tunnels.
I would imagine,
and
so
by
because
that I mean
there's
Jeremy.
Like, well, no, so I would imagine that makes sense though, because there's a lot of like machinery and stuff too. So like
there's a lot of yes, that's something that's good, I didn't say and I should have. This room is very loud. Like from the boiling and gears and all kinds
and
of
and it cannot be heard from the other side, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
you
wait.
Guys couldn't even
as
hear it from the hallway in the secret area. Like,
hold on.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to use one of my feats.
Go ahead.
To try to figure out a little bit more about what's happening to Penelope. Okay. I'm going to use Tides of Chaos. Once per long rest, you can gain advantage on one attack roll or ability check.
Okay. Yeah,
so
this is a good one to do it.
Yeah, so I'm gonna try to figure out what's going on with her. Okay,
Matt, just please, cast read mind on Tyler, not on Brute, on Tyler.
Oh God, I wish like
I'm
like,
confident
magic was
I know
real.
What's going on here.
No.
God damn it, Matt.
10.
God damn it.
I rolled a 5 and a 6.
Nice.
Well.
I already
used the D8.
He already rolled it.
God, what a waste.
What a waste.
Wait, Brute would like to cast. Good luck, buddy.
A little bit of fire comes out of your ear for a second. She goes, oh, that's weird. Chaotic. Anyway. So, and then the machinery above starts like exploding. Not exploding, just like you hear crashing, like someone's punching a bunch of very.
Yes.
Important panels and stuff.
Actually, I would like to specify Brute mostly uses his legs. Like, he grabs onto it and uses his legs to push and separate. Like, Brute has crazy thighs.
Okay, so if you're gonna primarily be pulling stuff, then I'll say what you can do is, like, there are, like, levers and stuff on some of the machines. So you can, like, grab the levers and rip them off, and, like, there are tubes that are coming. And you can, like, unplug the tubes and, like, the liquid starts spilling everywhere.
I do not use weapons. That is specific to Brute.
So, first, I'd like you to roll a grappling. So, that I think that's an strength athletics, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And this is mostly just to determine how much damage you're going to do.
That's a 27.
Okay. A lot. So, you start... unplugging, you start ripping out levers that like and just like throwing them and they just come to a crash. And after a few seconds of doing this, the machines start to make very unpleasant sounds, and then buzzers start to go off.
Alarms
that seem to be like indicating like like an air, basically like an emergency alarm kind of thing.
I do want to call attention to, I was prepared for this.
Okay.
Brute, what, like I mentioned earlier, Brute is aware as soon as I do this, shit's going to hit the fan and I might need to get out of here. I might need to skedaddle. Not that I know where I would skedaddle to, but Brute knows as soon as I start fucking shit up, people are going to come to investigate.
So, you are on this catwalk that is kind of going around. There were ladders. Sorry, there were doors that were going like into the catwalk.
Okay.
You don't know necessarily from where, but
I actually have a new question with you saying that. Is there a way I could destroy this catwalk?
Oh, yeah. Well, yes, but it would be the catwalk is hung. The catwalk is hung from the ceiling.
If I could
on, like,
potentially destroy the catwalk so they couldn't fix it, that'd be sick.
The catwalk is very large and it has like a lot of support cords. It's not impossible. It would just take a long time.
And that's like working against you because they got to come.
Yeah. Okay, never
and
mind.
Then
if I feel like it'll take me too long, then never mind.
Something else I will say that you did not notice before.
Okay.
But with you being up here, I realize there's no reason you wouldn't have noticed it. The center of the dome has a very big open like hole going up.
Oh, really? Like something would be dropped into this room?
Presumably.
Is there something below the hole? Like is the...
The vat.
Like the vat's open, like to be dropped into?
Yes. The vat is boiling and like some steam of the vat is going up the big
hole. Don't dive into a vat of...
Well, I'm not diving into this a vat of something, and I don't have a way of like levitating or anything like that. So I will take a mental note of that.
Yeah. So alarms start going off all over the machinery. The multiple doors onto the catwalk all open simultaneously.
Okay.
And groundskeepers.
Oh shit.
Come marching out.
Oh,
and I'm going to need...
Well, question real quick. How wide is the catwalk? Like one person, right? One and a half people?
Yes. But it's like a branching catwalk. There are multiple paths like going around the different structures and stuff. And like there's three different like paths that end in a door.
Okay.
All three of those doors
open. So three doors.
Three doors.
Down.
All come into the catwalk. From somewhere, you're not sure where. And they have you just see a row of, you're not sure how many, but we're going to now roll initiative.
Yeah, I wish Jingle was here.
As there's a bunch of groundskeepers.
Something tells me that these guys are dumber than they look. They haven't solved a single mystery yet. I'm just glad they're all back together. Wonderful Season 3.5, coming soon.